This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalam, rasulullah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is Riyad Razazi. Welcoming you all to our new series, The Stories of the Prophets. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair, mashallah. The regulars are always there on time. Mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. يا هلا ومرحبا اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا وعليكم السلام شازية اهلا وسهلا يا هلا ومرحبا اهلا 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 بن خاتوم من جليبيب وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله اهلا ياسمين. The sound is distorted again on Instagram. لا حول ولا قوة الا بالله. Very bad on Instagram. إن لله وإني راجعون. Okay, so I don't know. Let me end it and let me come back again. Let's see if that does it, because I don't know. Earlier was fine. Let me ask people on Facebook. Those of you on Facebook, how's the sound, please? How's my sound on Facebook? How's my sound on Facebook? Those of you out there, please, on Facebook. Ahlan Hafiz. Wa alaikum assalam wa Hafiz. But Hafiz, how's the sound on Facebook? I'm doing great. How's the sound? The sound on Facebook is good? The sound on Facebook, how's the sound on Facebook again, please? The sound is great on Facebook. It's clear. It's another thing with Instagram. I have no idea what happens. I don't know, sisters and brothers. Let me start again, right? I'm going to quit and go back again, inshallah. Maybe this will do it. All right, I'm going to start on Facebook again, inshallah. Just be patient with me, those of you on Instagram. So we can start all over again, inshallah. This is a new series called Stories of the Prophets. All right, so let's see how things are on Instagram again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. How is it now, Sister Yashmi? How is it, Shazia? How's the sound now on Instagram? How is it on Instagram? It was fine earlier when I was doing the tafsir bites, subhanAllah. It's still the same. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. What can I say? All right. Well, I'm sorry. Same, but we can manage. Tayyib. Then manage, inshallah. All right. You can manage, then manage. Keep managing. All right. Keep managing. I don't know what to tell you. But, I'm so sorry. Again, if you are having difficulties, you can switch to Facebook. Facebook sounds good. Instagram's got a problem. I don't know. So I'm really sorry. طيب, anyways, barakallahu fikum, zakum la khair for joining. This is a new series. It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be very, very exciting series. The stories of the prophets. We're going to have prizes, inshallah. We're going to have quizzes. We will have fun, inshallah. And I chose this because it's one of my very favorite topics to talk about. Because, and I would explain to you why in a moment, inshallah ta'ala. I'm just giving a minute for more people to join. The sound is a problem. It's a problem from Instagram. This was why people are moving to Facebook. Facebook sounds just, you know, great. Alhamdulillah, it's very clear on Facebook. There's a problem with Instagram again. I don't know why. You know, we didn't have this problem earlier today when I was doing my tafsir bites. Instagram, Allahu A'lam. I don't know what's happening, but if you're not happy with it, you can switch to Facebook, inshallah. It's up to you. But you can stay because it's manageable. And I apologize on behalf of Instagram. What can I say? Anyways, bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. May Allah Jajal bless you and reward you all for joining. And may Allah Azza wa Jal grant you all tawfiq. Jazakum Allah khair. This is one of my very favorite series, you know, called Nation. You know, when I used to teach it for Al-Maghrib, you know, it used to be called Nation Builders, you know, talking about the prophets. But here, I'm going to have to do it a little differently because, you know, I'm going to focus more on lessons from the stories of the prophets. Those of you who are having difficulties, you know, listening to me on Instagram, you can, inshallah ta'ala, switch to Facebook. Facebook sounds clear. The sound is a problem from with Instagram. Anyways, brothers and sisters, a new series called Stories of the Prophets. Live lessons from the stories of the prophets. Why the stories of the prophets? You know, in fact, in the stories, alhamdulillah, inshallah ta'ala, this new series, I will have to engage you. I will have to involve you, inshallah ta'ala. We will have quizzes, inshallah. We will have prizes as well. Na'am, we will have prizes as well, inshallah ta'ala. We will talk about, you know, not only the prophets, but lessons from the prophets and du'as, special du'as from the prophets. Because all these prophets, they have only, you know, like, they have one mission. And you will understand, inshallah ta'ala, when we talk about them. They will have one mission, and that mission is to guide people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't give guidance, but they show the path to guidance towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We live in a time of fitan, brothers and sisters. We live in a time of fitan. We live in a time of tribulations, of hardships. And we need wasail, we need means to stay fast for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? In times of fitan, in times of confusion, times of disarray, times of moral decay, we live in a time of a lot of us going through hardships and whatnot. So we need means, right, and mediums to stand fast in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are these ways? What are these means to stand fast and strong in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of the best ways, my brothers and sisters, is to go through the stories of the Quran, the stories of the prophets. One of the best means and ways to stay strong in the deen of Allah azza wa jal, in time of tribulation, in time of moral decay, in times of confusion, is to stick to and go back and read, you know, not just the Quran, but go to the stories of the prophets. In the stories of the prophets, my brothers and sisters, we will learn so many things. So listen to me really, really carefully. We will inshallah ta'ala, learn and go through so many lessons. Those of you who just joined, Jazakum Allah khair, there's a problem with the sound on Instagram, but it's very clear on Facebook. So if you want to change or switch to Facebook, you know, it's pretty clear on Facebook. If you are okay, you know, and managing with Instagram, by all means, you can stay with Instagram because the problem is apparently with Instagram, but not from me. So my brothers and sisters, I was saying, we will learn the Quran and we will understand the Quran through the stories of the prophets. This is what you will get from the stories of the prophets. You will, inshallah ta'ala, understand the Quran more. You will understand the Quran and you will live with the Quran and you will love the Quran by means of studying the stories of the prophets. Look what you will get, inshallah ta'ala. Not only you will just learn about the stories, you will learn more the Quran, and you will understand it more, and you will live with the Quran and love the Quran just by going through the stories of the prophets. By going through the stories of the prophets, my brothers and sisters, we will also go through this reform, you know, of our lives, this reform of our houses, you know, through understanding the stories of the Quran, you will, my brothers and sisters, once I go to the story and I will make you live it. It's just unfortunate that I cannot see you and it's not live, right? This is my first time doing this stories, you know, like this, but through this medium, through social media. But, you know, it's a different feeling when you are live with a person that can see you, right? I will make you live the story. I will, inshallah ta'ala, make you as if you are watching a movie, right? You will live that story, inshallah ta'ala. You will see yourself as if you are seeing a mirror. We will go through the story, and you will, as if you will look at yourself in the mirror, and you will think, the story is talking about me. The story of this prophet is talking about me. The story of this prophet is my life. The story of this prophet is giving me keys. Is giving me keys, you know, on how to solve my problem. This is some of the things, inshallah ta'ala, that you will learn through the stories of the prophets, bi-idhnillah. My brothers and sisters, do you know yourself? Do you know yourself? What do I mean by do you know yourself? You know, do you know what kind of soul do you carry? Do you know what kind of soul do you carry? Sister Fatima, Sister Munazza, Sister Yasmin, and Sister Anisa, and sisters and brothers, and brother Rasmalai, do you people know what kind of soul do you have? What kind of soul do you carry? The three types of souls, right? There is righteous soul. There is a sick soul. Like there's a soul that's prone to evil. This is the worst soul. And there is a soul that is righteous. And there is a soul that is diseased or sickened. What kind of soul do you think you have? What do you think you have? You know the type of car you drive. Do you know the type of phone you have? But do you know, you even know your address. You know where you live, of course, right? You know. But do you know what kind of soul do you have? Maybe when we go through the story of Adam, inshallah ta'ala. When we go to the story of Adam, and you will go to the story of Habil and Qabil, you know, the children of Adam. Habil and Qabil. It will teach you what kind of soul do you have. It's not just going to the stories of the prophets. No, it's beyond going to the stories of the prophets. It's beyond going to the stories of the prophets. It's like I said, I'm going to tell you what you will learn through the stories, inshallah ta'ala, to this series. You know, you will, in fact, inshallah ta'ala, you will, because this nafs, the soul, gets sick. This soul, it gets sick. Sometimes it even dies from within. How can we revive this soul? We can revive the soul by also virtue of learning from those stories of the prophets, and you will see how. You will see how. I have a lot in store for you. Those of you who have come in late, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are missing out a little bit, but just to recapitulate, inshallah ta'ala, I have so much in store for all of you. Those of you who are having difficulties listening to me on Instagram, you can switch to Facebook, inshallah ta'ala, because Facebook is clear. But anyways, if not, it's all right. You can stay. Because I have a lot of things in store for all of you on Easter, through this series. I will have prizes. I will have quizzes. I will have, inshallah ta'ala, I will engage you and involve you. I will have lessons derived from the stories of the prophets. And I will have, inshallah ta'ala, those of you waving, I'm waving back. Here we go. We're waving all the way. We're having lessons, and also I will engage you, inshallah ta'ala. I will get you involved, because there will be quizzes, there'll be questions, and also du'as. We will learn du'as. We will learn du'as from the stories of the prophets. Because certain prophets have special du'as, certain du'as. You will see the du'a of Adam alayhi salam. A lot of people don't know what du'a did Adam make when he was kicked out from Jannah. A lot of people don't know. A lot of people do not know that Adam alayhi salam, he had a du'a. He made a du'a. What is the du'a that Adam alayhi salam made when he was kicked out of Jannah? You know, so we will learn the du'as as well from the stories of the prophets. From the stories of the prophet, my brothers and sisters, we'll go through the story, And you will see that the story will revive you. It will revive your soul. The story may have a key to a problem that you're going through. I promise you. The story will, as I mentioned, will make you learn the Quran more, understand the Quran more, love the Quran more. It will make you go to a reform of your homes, of your household. The stories that I know will teach you the names of Allah through the stories of the prophets. We will teach you the names of Allah through the stories of the prophets. You will see what names of Allah certain prophets have used in their dua to ask for a righteous son, for instance, to ask for a righteous, you know, daughter, for instance, to ask for a righteous spouse, for instance. What kind of name of Allah did they use? So just, it's not just going to the story. No. It's not just going to the story, but it's beyond going to the story, right? Again, my brothers and sisters, those of you having difficulties with the sound, it is from Instagram. If you have, if it's annoying, you can switch back to Facebook, because Facebook, alhamdulillah, you know, it's clear on Facebook. So, but on Instagram, you can, you know, if you can hear me and it's manageable, you can stick around, because on Instagram I can bring you live. Let me bring somebody live on Instagram just to see the sound. Just so we can test the sound. Mu'nisa. Let me bring you, see if I can bring you, just to, I want to go live with you, just so I can hear if the sound is still being distorted. Can you come live? Yalla, Sister Mu'nisa. Let's go live, just so we can see the sound and test it and see if it's from my end or your end or Instagram or whatnot, or you don't want to go. Assalamu alaikum. Hello?
You hear me?
It's good.
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine too. Do you hear my robotic sound?
No, RoboCop is gone.
It's gone. It's fixed. Omar said it's fixed. Because I did complain to Instagram. You know, I did send a message to Instagram. So they fixed the problem. Well, you brought good khair. You brought good fa'al. It's called al fa'al in Arabic. Al fa'al. You brought good positive vibe to it. Thank you. Zakallah khair, Mu'nisa. Barakallahu fik. Thank you. Yalla, assalamu alaikum. All right. So we're back. You know, it's alhamdulillah. How is it now? Is it still good? Alhamdulillah, it seems good now. It's fixed. Allahumma lakal hamd. So those of you who are on Instagram, you can stay on Instagram. Those of you who are on Facebook, you can stay on Facebook. It's up to you. But the sound has been fixed, alhamdulillah, on Instagram. Allahumma lakal hamd. Allahumma lakal hamd. What are we going to learn one more time? What are we going to learn through the stories of the prophets? Brothers and sisters, you will learn tathbit al-mu'mineen. What's tathbit al-mu'mineen? How to remain steadfast. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم in Surah Hud, verse number 120. Nawal, is it fixed? Alhamdulillah, it's good. Nawal, it's good. Fixed. Alhamdulillah. Zakallah khair. If people can hear me in Belgium, you can hear me anywhere else. Right? If you can hear me in Belgium, you can hear me anywhere else. So you're fine. Inshallah, that. All right. People are coming back now. They're switching back to Instagram. May Allah bless you. Oh, yes, in rice. Yes, in rice is come back in Ramadan. Ayyuh, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hud, verse number 120, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَكُلًّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقُّ وَمَوْعِظَةٌ وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَكُلًّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقُّ وَمَوْعِظَةٌ وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Oh Muhammad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we relate to you. We will relate to you from the news of the messengers, yani the stories of the prophets, the news of the messengers, in that which, by which, we make your heart remain firm. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one more time, O Muhammad, and we relate to you from the news of the messengers, that by which we make your heart become firm. Nuthabbit. When you are in a state of confusion. We are all families, right? Everybody's a family here. When we go through a state of confusion, when we go through a state of moral, moral decay, tribulations and whatnot, sometimes you feel confused. Sometimes you feel lost. What can help you remain fast or steadfast is to go through the stories of the prophets. Who said? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one of the ways. You will see masa'ib. We all go to, is there anybody on Instagram or anybody on Facebook who's not going through any hardship, sisters and brothers? Is there anybody here on Instagram or on Facebook who's not going through any problem or any difficulties? I doubt it. I highly doubt it, right? We all go through difficulties. We all go through hardships. We all go through problems, be it family problems, be it health problems, be it financial problems, be it somebody who's broken your heart, be it, you know. So we all go through any difficulties, my brothers and sisters. You will see through the stories of the prophets how prophets dealt with their masa'ib, how prophets dealt with their, with how things been inflicted upon them and how they deal with their masa'ib, you know, their calamities. How, for instance, Ayub, how he dealt with the fact that he was sick for many years. How did he deal with that fact that he was sick for so many years? How he dealt with that, my brothers and sisters? For instance, you will see, we'll see Yusuf alayhi salam. How Yusuf alayhi salam went through his calamities that were befall on him as well, right? You know, Yusuf alayhi salam. We will go through all these those stories and you will live. I told you, I promise you, I'll make you live the story. I will not just narrate the story, I will make you live the story. It's just so unfortunate that I cannot see you, because if I were to be live with you and see you live, we can play the story. I like to play the story. I like to act the story. I remember in Malaysia, one time I was teaching the stories of the prophets. You know, I was teaching Yusuf alayhi salam, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And then we had the shirt. We had a bunch of guys acting like the brothers of Yusuf. We had one guy acting like this woman who's trying to seduce Yusuf. And we were playing and with the Quran. And they were, you know, when they're reciting the Quran with Surah Yusuf. And then people are understanding the story a lot more. You know, and I remember in England, you know, I was teaching the story of Musa, and then we brought, you know, people acting the story. We have Fir'aun, we had, you know, the Haman, we had this, we had that. We played the story, subhanAllah. The magicians, you know, it's when you play the story, it makes more sense to you. You will never remember. I mean, forget it. So here, it's a little bit difficult, but I will do my best, inshallah ta'ala, to make you live the story, inshallah, so that you can understand it, live it, and love it, inshallah ta'ala. Another, are you taking notes, by the way? Because I mentioned to you, lessons to learn. Why should we teach the stories of the prophets? I said, number one, the stories of the prophet, you will, inshallah ta'ala, it's one of the means to be steadfast in the deen of Allah. That's number one. Number two, we learn from the stories of the prophets, admonitions. Lessons and admonitions. Lessons. What kind of lessons? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yusuf, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب. Indeed, in the story, there's ibrah, there's a lesson for those of sound intellect. You all have sound intellect, mashallah. So you will have, inshallah, through the stories and through the lessons of the stories, you will see lessons and you will derive lessons, inshallah ta'ala. You know, Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi, one of the pious predecessors, his name is Ibn al-Qayyim, he says, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ ضَرُورَةَ الْإِحْتِجَاجِ إِلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ أَعْضَمْ مِنْ إِحْتِجَاجِ الرُّحِ إِلَى الْبَدَنِ وَالْعَيْنِ إِلَى نُورِ والروح إلى الجسد. الله 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 الله. He says, rest assured. This is man, this pious predecessor. He said, rest assured that the need to learn about the prophets, the need to learn about the prophets is more than the need, or like the need, or more than the need of ruh, the soul to the body. Yani the soul needs the body. Just like the need of us to learn from the prophet, just like the need of the soul to the body, just like the need of the ayn, of the eye to the nur, because the ayn, this is called al-ayn in Arabic, al-ayn, right? The eye. For you to be able to see, you need nur, you need light. Otherwise, if it's darkness, you won't be able to see. So the ayn, to be able to see, it needs nur. It needs nur, it needs light. And this ruh needs its body for it to reside. This is like that need. This is why exactly he's mentioning that we need the need to store, to learn about the prophets. The need to understand the stories of the prophets is just like the need of the soul to the body, the need of the eye to the nur, to be able to see. This is the importance of learning about the stories. It's not just like, you know, a story. It's just a story. No. Brothers and sisters, if anybody tells you, I'm going to tell you one of the best stories you've ever heard. Listen to me. Are you listening? Are you listening? Brothers and sisters, Yashmin, Nasima, Mariana, are you listening? Mu'anisa, Gaz, are you listening? Nawal, are you still there? Sumaya, are you listening? Are you listening? Because I want to say something. Are you guys listening? Yes, Yasin. Yasin, Ras, Yashmin, all right. Those of you on Facebook, are you guys listening? Riyad? Huh? Mariana? All right. Listen, if somebody was to tell you, Sister Fatima Kelly, mashallah, she's in town. If somebody, if your husband, if your wife, if your friend, if somebody tells you, Muna ya Muna, mashallah alaik, you know, she's back. If somebody, Nawal, listen, if somebody tells you, I want to tell you the best story, and they don't tell you the story of the prophets or the story of the Quran, they have lied. I'm going to tell you the best story ever. And then he tells you how he got lost in the middle of the desert. That's not the best story. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ. We narrate to you, O Muhammad, the best of the stories. And the best of the stories is the stories of the Quran. You see that? Do you get it? The best of the stories are the stories of the Quran. So if somebody tells you, no, and he doesn't tell you a story from the Quran, he says, listen, no, don't tell me the best of the stories. Tell me, you're just going to tell me a story, right? But the best of the stories are the stories of the Quran. We will learn from the stories of the Quran, my brothers and sisters, role models, how to be a role model, because these prophets, they were role model, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am verse number 90. Surah Al-An'am verse number 90. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُمُ اقْتَدِهِ. Allahu Akbar. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُمُ اقْتَدِهِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَيْكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ. Indeed, those whom Allah Azza wa Jal has guided, فَبِهُدَاهُمْ اُقْتَدِهِ. Take them as role models. Take them as role models. Our shabab, our youth. A lot of them are in loss today. A lot of our youth are in confused and in loss today. You know, in loss of their identity, not knowing who they are, not knowing how to belong and whatnot. If you are lost, go back to the stories of the prophets. Go back to the stories of the prophets, because they are role model, inshallah ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, also we will learn from the stories of the prophets, tarbiyat al-aqidah. Tarbiyah. What kind of tarbiyah? Tarbiyah of our iman, of our aqidah, of our creed. The tarbiyah of our creed. We will learn that through the stories of the Quran. Like what? Okay, here's a quiz right now. And I have prices. Allah, Nawal, are you there? Yeah, you're the last one there. Or Yashmin, I want to ask a question and you will earn a prize. All right? If you answer that question. The stories of the Quran will teach you something about aqidah. It will teach you, you know, tarbiyah, tarbiyah of the aqidah. An example. I want an example. And you have to give me the example that I'm thinking about. Right? So who wants to come live quickly with me on Instagram and tell me one story that teaches you about aqidah from the Quran, from the stories of the Quran? Give me a prophet and how we can learn from the story of that prophet something about how to energize our aqidah. Nawal, you wanna go? You wanna come? Yashmin, Sumayya, who wants to come? Diane, oh, you guys are on Facebook, you cannot go live with me here, but it's all right. If you can, you can mention it, you know, you can type it for me there. You can type it, but it's good because if you want to win the prize, would somebody want to come live? Would somebody want to come live and tell me about, you know, one example of a prophet that, you know, through the story of that prophet, we empower our aqidah. We empower our aqidah. You know, patience of Ayub? Okay, patience of Ayub. I need a story. Patience, yeah, patience. But patience, how can something that I want to empower my aqidah? Patience, okay, patience. You know, but you know, he said the story of Ibrahim. Anybody wants to come live for a prize and you tell me, Arif, you want to come? Arif? Huh? Story of Musa and Khidr, Nadu, Yasmin, Prophet Yusuf, his patience and dedication to Allah. Here's the example I was looking for. From the Quran. For instance, when Yunus alayhi salam was in the belly of that whale, of the fish, in the midst of the ocean, what did he say? He said, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. Just to say this, we'll put some happiness in your heart. It will put some comfort in your heart. And we all need this. I need this. Comfort in the heart. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal zalimin. Fastajabna lah wa kashafna ma bihi min gham. ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين. But Nawal, you could have come live. I was thinking of Yunus, but you cannot win the prize. I know this is a Moroccan way of just wanting the prize, but you could have told me, yeah, I was thinking. How would I know what you were thinking? How would I know? But what did he say? There is no God worthy of worship but you. Inni, surely I was from the wrongdoers. And then what did Allah Azza wa Jal say? فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And we saved him from الْغَمِّ. We saved him from that distress. وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And likewise we shall save الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, the believers. So this is something that empowers my faith. This is something that empowers my faith, you know, when I'm sick, when I'm worried, when I'm in confusion. Or another amazing example, Ibrahim. A lot of you said Ibrahim. But what, Ibrahim, what did he do? Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Wait until I talk about the story of Ibrahim. Wait until I talk about the story of Ibrahim. It may take us 2, 3, 4, 5 lectures just talking about the story of Ibrahim. Oh, fire, be cool and peaceful on Ibrahim. Oh, fire. This is tajweed in English. There's tajweed in Arabic and there's tajweed in English. This is tajweed in English. Oh, fire, be cool and peaceful on Ibrahim. Oh, fire, oh, fire. Be cool and peaceful on Ibrahim, O fire. You know, this is something that empowers my faith. This is something that empowers my aqidah. This is why the stories of the prophets, you know, is a mean to empower our aqidah. This is another lesson. In a lesson, another lesson, sisters and brothers, a lesson that we learn from the stories of the prophet. We will learn the art of giving da'wah. Give me example, you guys. The art of giving da'wah. How can you learn that from the stories of the prophets? How can you learn how to give da'wah from the stories of the prophets? Come on, how? Sabah, Nasima, Nawal, light spread. Arif, Kiko. How can we learn the art of giving da'wah through the stories of the prophets? How? Yalla. Yusuf, Jazakallah khair mu'nisa, mashallah alik. This is what I was thinking too. Huh? The story of Yusuf. How the prophet spoke to Quraysh. But how the prophet spoke to Quraysh, is it in the Quran though? Is it in the Quran? That's from the seerah of the prophet. But in the Quran, right? You know, Yusuf alayhi salam is an amazing example. How he spoke to those guys, Musa alayhi salam, how he spoke to Fir'aun, Shu'aib, Hud, all of them, how they spoke to their people. Ibrahim, how he spoke to his father. Ibrahim, how he spoke to his people. Shu'aib, na'am. The art of giving da'wah, you learn that from the stories of the prophets. You learn that from the source of the prophets. We will learn also from the source of the prophets, brothers and sisters, Islah al-Buyut. We need a reform in our homes, a reform in our households. We just finished the Nuh, Zakallah khair as well. Of course, Nuh, Shu'aib, all of them. We will learn from the stories of the prophets, as we just learned from Homemade Happiness, you know, that series we just, you know, finished last week. You know, a reform of our homes, of our households. How? When you learn the story of Qabil and Habil, the children, the sons of Adam alayhi salam, and the challenge they had, the challenge that was on the father as well. Imagine the mom, for the very first time in history, the mom will hear that one of her sons have been killed. Imagine the story of a mom, Hawa, she will hear the news of one of her sons has been killed. And who killed her son? His brother. Look at this. A mom hearing the news of her son being killed by. And when? How? He just got married. Allahu Akbar. They were going through this, this rejoice and happiness because there's a wedding, the very first wedding in history. Allahu Akbar. The very first wedding in the history. The wedding of, you know, Habil and Qabil, you know, the children of Adam alayhi salam. And then here's the mom coming to bring her the news that one of your children, you know, has been killed. And who killed him? His brother. You will learn how to deal, you know, how they dealt with it, subhanAllah. So we need to reform, a reform in our homes. A reform in terms of what? Idris. What did Idris do? Idris, he was the first one who created something. What did he create? Oh, I'm not going to break that, my friends. No. We have to wait until we talk about Idris. Nuh, what did Nuh invent? What did Idris invent? What did Dawood invent? They were inventors. Prophets were inventors. They were inventors. Inventions. So a reform, my brothers and sisters. A renaissance. We will learn about a renaissance through the stories of the prophets. What kind of renaissance? Of course. You know, like I said, they were inventors. What did they invent? What did they invent? Through the stories of the prophets, my brothers and sisters, we will get hidayah and rahmah. We all want hidayah. Who wants hidayah? Yasin Rice, Kiko, Hafiz Khan, who wants hidayah? Who wants hidayah? Who wants guidance? Who wants guidance? We all want guidance, don't we? Me. Don't you guys want guidance? Don't you want hidayah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says in Surah Yusuf, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشر الرجيم وكلا نقص عليك من أنباء الرسل ما نثبت به فؤادك وجاءك في هذه الحق وموعظة وذكرى للمؤمنين. موعظة, it's a موعظة, it's حق, is the truth, and it is hidayah for the believers, my brothers and sisters, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is hidayah to the believers, my brothers. وهدى ورحمة لقوم يؤمنون, in Surah Nahl, verse number 64. النحل, verse number 64, was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Huda, guidance, wa rahma, mercy, liqawmin yu'minun, to the believers, qawmin yu'minun, to nations who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to the stories of the prophets, you will get guided, insha'Allah ta'ala, and you will get rahma from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you were to learn the stories of the prophets. My brothers and sisters, last but not least, as I mentioned, that the stories will, insha'Allah ta'ala, make you love the Qur'an. The stories will make you love the Qur'an. Don't you want to love the Qur'an? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ. Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided, use them as role models, those prophets. Use them, you know, اقتدي بهم. Use them as role models in their patience, role models in their da'wah, role models in how they stood strong against the batil, against wrong. How they stood strong against the oppressions of their people. Use them as role models, my brothers and sisters, as I have mentioned. You go to the story of Ibrahim. Look, listen to this. I will give you a preview, a short preview. The story of Ibrahim. What happened? What did Ibrahim say? Why I'm telling you that the stories, insha'Allah ta'ala, they will empower you. Empower in what way? Look, listen to this. Ibrahim, when he got sick, what did he say? In Surah Al... what surah was this? La ilaha illallah. Surah al-Shu'ara. Surah al-Shu'ara. Surah al-Shu'ara, verse number 79. Just remember. Surah al-Shu'ara, verse number 79. When Ibrahim, he delegated everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he was giving da'wah to his people. But then he delegated everything to Allah. And who is Allah? He says, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. I have goosebumps. He said, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. He is the one who created me. He is the one who guided me. Who? Allah. He is the one who created me. He is the one who guided me. He is the one who nourishes me. Who is the one who nourishes me? He is the one who feeds me. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And when I got sick, he is the one who gives me the cure. This is why I'm telling the stories of the prophets will empower you. He delegated everything to Allah. Whatever we go around, my brothers and sisters, that goes around us, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This pandemic, this disease, you know, this lockdown, subhanAllah, it is all in the favor for the believers. It is all, wallahi, it is all in the favors of the believers. Everything we're going through, وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي. He is the one who created me. He is the one who guided me. The best, the greatest ni'mah, sisters and brothers, the greatest ni'mah that Allah has blessed us with, the greatest blessing that Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed us with is the blessing of hidayah. Hidayah. Without hidayah, we're nothing. Without guidance, we're nothing. And we ask Allah guidance every day in the Quran. Every day in the Quran. right in the salah. We're asking for guidance. The greatest ni'mah is guidance, to be guided, my brothers and sisters. You may have the entire world and whatever it contains, but if you don't have hidayah, you have nothing. You are in loss. You are in loss. You need hidayah. So my brothers and sisters, Ibrahim is saying, "Huwa alladhi khalaqani." He's the one who created me. And he's the one who guided me. He's the one who guided me. And he's the one who feeds me and nourishes me. And he's the one, when I got sick, he is the one who gives me shifa. Nobody can give me shifa. The doctor cannot give me shifa. No, the doctor is just a mean. But it is Allah who gives me shifa. It is Allah who gives me shifa. So, how can you worship somebody other than him? How can you invoke someone other than him? How can you ask someone other than him? If you know that your life revolves around him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your life and my life and our lives revolve around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we ask anyone other than him and fear anyone other than him? How? You can't invoke anyone other than him. You can't. Sisters and brothers, تلك الرسل. Those are the prophets. And this is what you will learn from the stories of the prophets. An amazing series awaiting you, my brothers and sisters. Today was just an intro. تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض منهم من كلم الله ورفع بعضهم درجات وآتينا عيسى ابن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس. Those are the prophets. We favored some over others. How many prophets?
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ.
Those are the prophets in Surah Ghafir, verse number 78. Those are the prophets, the messengers. Some we have mentioned unto you and some we did not mention to you. So my brothers and sisters, when you go to the Quran, you will not hear or go through all the names and the stories of all the prophets. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Prophet Muhammad that those are the prophets. Some we have mentioned to you and some we have not. But they said, and Ahl al-Ilm, the scholars, they said, in terms of how many prophets are out there and how many messengers, they said, my brothers and sisters, there are a little over 300 Rasul. Rasul is a messenger. 300 Rasul and over 124,000 prophets. Allahu Akbar. Are these 124,000 prophets all mentioned in the Quran? No. 300 messengers, little over 300 messengers, and over 124,000 prophets altogether. You will not be able to understand history and other nations unless you go to the stories of the prophets. You won't. You won't. This is why it is so, crucial for you and I to learn about the stories of the prophets, my brothers and sisters. It's very important. So let us start. Let us start from where? Let us start from Adam? No, I will not start from Adam. I will start from before Adam. I will start from the angels? No, before the angels. Will you start from earth? No, I will start before earth. Where will you start from? Will you start from the jinn? I will start before the jinn. I will start before Jannah. I will start before Al-Jahannam. I will start before Al-Qalam. I will start before the throne. I will start way before the beginning. What's the beginning? I will start from way before Bidayatul Khalq. Bidayatul Khalq, Bidayatu what? The story of mankind? The story of mankind? Way before anything. What was it? Those of you now, you can read me, huh? Those of you who can read me. What did Allah create first? Some said the pan, some said the throne. Some said the pan, some said the throne. What did Allah create first? I will start from the very, very beginning. Way from very beginning. 50,000 years before the creation of anything and everything. What? I will start from the very beginning. When there was nothing. When there was only Allah. I will start from there and go on. What did Allah create first? No, it is not the throne. And no, it is not the band. Some people said, what Allah created first? You will have to wait to understand and learn what did Allah create first. Right? Before anything and everything. So I'm not going to start from Adam alayhi salam. I'm going to start before Adam to get you, again, remember what I said? I said, I'm going to make you live the story. I'm going to make you live it, inshallah ta'ala. Right? So some of you are saying the pan, some of you are saying the throne. All of you are wrong. Kiko saying water, wrong. What did Allah create first? Is it the pan or the water or the throne? La la la, don't even tell me. The cloud? Okay, we're going to go to everything now. Khalas, Kiko, stop it right there. Stop it right there. You know, we will start from earlier. Remember I said, I'm going to make you live it like a movie. Like a movie? Yes, it will be, inshallah ta'ala, like a film. You will go through it. Because I cannot just start with Adam. La, I will start way before Adam, way before jinn, way before the angels, way before the earth, way before Jannah, way before Al-Qalam, way before anything. And by the way, do you know what day Allah created? What day? In the day of the week? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Na'am, 7 days. What did Allah create on Monday? What did Allah create on Tuesday? What did Allah create on Wednesday? What did Allah create on Thursday? What did Allah create on Friday? I'm going to mention this, inshallah. Really? Yes, I'm going to tell you. Friday. What did Allah create on Friday? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yes, from the very, very beginning. That's where I'm going to start from, inshallah ta'ala. It's all coming back tomorrow, inshallah. Officially, today was just an intro. Today was just a teaser. Today was just a preview. Today was just it's just like a you know a little small appetizer before the main biryani course. Before the main course, I just gave you a little appetizer about the lessons that we learn from the stories of the prophets, my brothers and sisters. So, my brothers and sisters, before you go, Jazakum Allah khair. Sisters and brothers, what are some of the... Remember what I said. I said, I have prizes, we will have quizzes, we will have stories, we will have lessons, and also learn about du'as. Du'as from the prophets, inshallah ta'ala. So, brothers and sisters, please don't mention anything. Please let me, Kiko. Please stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it, please. Lau samah. Lau samah. Thank you very much. My brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, I want you to tell me right now, right? Tell me right now, what are some of the lessons you learned from the stories of the prophets? Remember, I mentioned so many things. Why do we study the stories of the prophets? Why do we study the stories of the prophets? Why do we study the stories of the prophets? So you tell me now, before you go. I mentioned at least 9 to 10 reasons what we learn on why we study the stories of the prophets. So what do we study? We learn about what? Okay, so if I don't allow I don't allow foul language here. I don't allow it. So, I will not allow this in my posts. I will not allow this. And I mentioned that, my brothers and sisters. So, here we go. You will be banned. You will be banned from this group. You will never come back and be part of me because I won't allow it. We have people here. We have sisters. We have brothers. We have moms and we have dads. We have moms. It's me. I'm me here. So don't use foul language because it's not acceptable anywhere. Anywhere. We learn faith. We learn guidance. We learn aqidah. What else do we learn? Jazakumullah khair, brothers and sisters. What else do we learn? We learn lessons to live our life. Na'am. We learn how to be patient. I mentioned so many things. You know, the stories. I'm going to get this guy out. I'm going to get this. How to give da'wah, Zakum Allah khair. How to give da'wah, what else? How to remain steadfast, Zakum Allah khair. What else? Da'wah, what else? Faith, mashallah, Zakallah khair. What else? I don't allow this and now inshallah he's going to be blocked. You know that guy. What else? Those people who have no adab, they're not allowed here. Role models for us, inshallah, jazakallah khair. What else? Mashallah, la quwwata illa. There's a lot of things. Go back and watch the series. Go back and watch the session. It will be, inshallah ta'ala, recorded. It will be recorded on Facebook. It's recorded on Facebook. It's recorded on YouTube, in Instagram. So may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you all. Zakum Allah khair. If you have missed it, you know, you can always go back and watch it. Barakallahu feekum. I shall see you all, inshallah. See you all tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Same time, same place. Right here, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time. to go officially, inshallah ta'ala, to go through the very beginning, and then we will start from there on with the story of Adam alayhi salam, his children, and we will move on bi-idhnillah. Every day we will have maybe one or two prophets, but there are certain prophets we will spend maybe 4, 5, 6, you know, lectures just talking, you know, learning from those prophets, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah bless you, may Allah reward you. Zakumullah khair, barakallahu feekum. Thank you so much for joining, barakallahu feekum. Thank you, zakumullah khair. Facebook, may Allah bless you. Thank you, brother Ansar and Saadiya Khan and Nasima. May Allah bless you. Jazakum Allah khair, all of you. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.